Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrificing." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for your amazing love for us, revealed so perfectly in your Son, Jesus. May we be recipients of your love again today and be ready to share that with those who we meet tomorrow. Come and speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do please take a seat. Those of you who fly regularly will be familiar with the mandatory flight safety instructions before you take off. You need to make note of the nearest exit on the plane. You're told a quite complicated way how to put on the life jacket and what to do first and to blow up something and look out for the whistle and all of that kind of stuff. And then you're told that in the unlikely event of an emergency, an oxygen mask will drop down from the panel above your head. And if you're traveling with a child, you're told this very counterintuitive thing to do, that before you secure the mask on your child, you put the mask on yourself first. Because, of course, that is counterintuitive, because every parent's instinct is to make sure their child is safe, but that's no good if you're unconscious anyway. As it happens, the first time we took our firstborn son, Felix, to Sweden to see our family over there, he was 3 months old. We had the worst flight we've ever had, and you become much more aware in those times of the need for these instructions. And we were coming into Swedish airspace, we hit a blizzard, and we're just coming into land, and we're just waiting for the wheels to touch the tarmac, and suddenly the pilot aborted the landing, really scary, and we went round and round and round. Eventually we landed, only to discover that he'd landed about 2 hours further away because it wasn't safe to land there. There were no masks, but it was a pretty scary flight. The instruction is really clear. There's a right order. And if you don't make sure you're safe, then others will be at risk. On this Sunday, particularly in our church calendar, we reflect on what we sense God has called us to be and to do as a church. And I want to focus just for a couple of minutes on those four words underneath our logo there. Loving God, loving Huddersfield, which is directly informed from the gospel passage which Jan has just read for us today. Just like the flight safety instructions, the order of things is really important. Jesus is asked by a religious scribe, what's the most important command? And he says, the first is to love the Lord your God, and we're to love him with our whole being, with our heart, and with our soul, and our mind, and our strength. And the second command is to love our neighbor as ourselves. There is no other commandment greater than these. And this, in a sense, sums up all that the law and the prophets teach us. First, we're to love God, and then we're to love other people. It starts when we become a follower of Jesus Christ, and we enter into and we engage in what we hope is a relationship of deep and abiding love. More than anything else in the world, every human being needs to know that they are loved by the God who made them, and that we can experience this love for us through Christ who died and rose for us. But also that we realize and we know deep within ourselves how cared for and loved and valued and accepted we are as children of God. This is love. This is real love. It's not dependent on what we do or our merits. It's thankfully not dependent on our appearance or our intellect. It is freely and graciously and lavishly poured upon us from the God who loves us. In fact, the God who John says is love. That means that love isn't simply something that God does as one of his many other attributes and qualities, but that he is love. It's part of who he is. It's his very nature. It's the essence of him. And when that love breaks into our experience, we respond to that unique and precious love by loving God in return. It's not just that we receive, but we give back to God in love to him. And as Jesus says, we love him with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Last week, Bev referred to this in terms of us offering our lives, our whole selves, our bodies as living sacrifices, as 24/7 whole life worship. It's what we do when we gather today as a church community. Like this, when we come to express our common love and adoration, and I use that word deliberately, that we adore God who has poured his love out upon us. To become a committed follower of Jesus is to immerse ourselves in this relationship of mutual love. Loving God comes first. But John, in the first passage that Jan read to us, says that we love others because God loved us first. And so as we love him, then also, and as we receive his love, then we're able to love other people. As we're clothed in God's perfect love, we're enabled to love as he does. And my personal experience is that the closer I am to Jesus, the more I'm walking alongside and behind him, the more I'm plugged in, if you like, to the source of his divine love, the more instinctive it is to be someone who loves other people. We're surrounded not by people who need to earn the right to be loved, but by sacred treasures, people made in God's image, and people who Jesus has died for. Today, this fifth Sunday of Lent is known in many traditions as Passion Sunday. 2 weeks before Easter, and the time in the journey of Lent, where the focus shifts towards Jesus' offering of himself, his suffering. And that will in part be the kind of love that we're called to show, the kind of love that will suffer, that will take up our cross, and love as Christ loves us. And so as we're filled and fueled by his love, God's people, you and me, disperse. We go as agents of light and love to give his transforming love away to the people and places where God has placed you and God has placed me here in Huddersfield and beyond. We heed Jesus' other great command, his commission to go, not to stay here, not to stay in a holy huddle, but to scatter, to disperse, and to go with God's love and power. Occasionally when people see those four words, people have said to me, I kind of get the loving God part. I find it really hard to love Huddersfield. And my sense is that comes maybe for some from a place of sadness that to them this town is perhaps a reflection of its former glory. And soon we'll be saying, you know, Huddersfield used to have an M&S, used to have a team in the Premier League. And we can look back to yesteryear with regret at what Huddersfield has become. But Huddersfield is about people. It's people that we're called to love here in Huddersfield. And that loving Huddersfield could mean all kinds of things. It could be taking a walk through the park on a Thursday morning as part of Walking for Health, offering a friendly welcome to someone who maybe is on their own, words of kindness, or it could be someone that you know who you know is lonely and inviting to take them out for coffee and a chat. Loving Huddersfield is meeting and feeding the struggling and homeless at the Winter Cafe, as a number of folk here from our church, the Winter Cafe in the mission in the center of town. To just be alongside people who are really struggling. That's loving Huddersfield. Or as you walk in your rush to catch the train past the homeless person under the bridge, just to stop and have a chat. Maybe grab a sandwich for them. Loving Huddersfield is being kind to our neighbour, or maybe a compassionate and trustworthy colleague that someone confides in us, knowing that we're not going to share that around. We might even pray for them. Loving Huddersfield is reflecting the love of Jesus in how we relate to other people. Loving Huddersfield is praying for 5 people every day to come and know the love of Jesus. It's inviting someone to come in a few weeks' time to one of the events we're going to be running as part of our 200th anniversary celebrations, as we look outwards and we invite people in. Or it could be, as we were talking on Sunday at the Talking Jesus course, it could be just praying for the question that someone might ask us about why we are the way we are or why we do what we do on a Sunday, to be ready to share our story of what God is doing in our life, that other people will encounter this love of Jesus. And of course, loving Huddersfield is also actually about making our town and our parish a better place to live and to work, to look after this part of God's world and to play our part in the renewal of all things. And if those things and other things like them don't give me or you a reason to get up in the morning, then I dare say we need more of God's love in our hearts so that we're ready to be those kinds of people. If that's you, if you're finding loving Huddersfield, if you're finding loving people different, come and ask someone to pray with you. That's the only way, to my understanding, that we find that love as it's poured into our hearts. And so today, on this Sunday, may we be impacted again with the God who is love. May we, as Paul writes in Ephesians, grasp the width and the length and the height and the depth of how deep God's love is for us, a love that is beyond knowledge. And as we abide in that love, as we dwell in God's love, as we give our love to Him, may we begin to love other people as He has loved us. Amen.